The century, but the best way to tune in is on the WORT app. The WORT app allows you to listen to our live stream or archived shows anywhere you can use your phone. It features sections covering the latest news, music happenings, and talk stories, as well as a listing of our podcasts and a current playlist. And you can access and track through our archives seamlessly. You can connect to our social media pages or send us a message through the app or fall asleep listening to WORT with our handy sleep clock. Download the app from Play Store for your Android or from the App Store for your Apple devices. Interact and listen to your favorite community radio station with the WORT app, all from the comforts of phone.
Good morning and welcome to Her Turn, a program of news and information from a feminist perspective. Today, we will hear voices from the vigil for the Two-Spirit Oklahoma teen who died after a fight in their high school bathroom. And we talk with the director of the Madison Aerial Alliance about their event next weekend called Rage Becomes Us. So stay tuned for this and more on the Pledge Drive edition, March 10th, 2024, of Her Turn.
And good morning, and this is Sandy Janigold. I'm here with Eliza.
Hi, my name is Eliza Howard.
Hi, I'm Garima Gupta.
Hi, I'm Madison Delier.
Yay! And Joanne Powers, of course.
Yep, behind the board.
We're asking you to call in with your pledge of support at 608-256-2001 or online, wortfm.org. We have a pretty hefty goal today, and we're asking for 14 callers, which will be interesting.
Wow, we'll see if that happens. But, we could count people on the internet, too.
But
14 people pledging on the intertubes.
It'll be great to hear from you. This is the last day of the pledge drive, so it's your last chance to call in and support women's news.
Pete pledged on the intertubes at 11 a.m. Does that count for us?
Why not?
Sure.
Thank you, Pete.
They donated $50 to Listen Adventurously and would like the hoodie in charcoal.
Oh, nice.
Oh, very nice. Cool.
So it's taken another weirdo for WORT.
I don't know if I needed to say what they did, but it was the comment. So I said, read the comment unless they're offensive. So.
Thank you. Thank you, Pete, very much.
Thank you, Pete.
So that kicks it off. Now we only need 13. Here we go. 608-256-2001.
Or, of course, you can pledge on the intertubes, like Pete just did, wortfm.org. It is your last chance to pledge for Her Turn during this pledge drive because it ends today or tonight or 5 o'clock in the morning, something like that. So, anything else we want to add?
I think we can go to Christina now.
Oh, by the way, the phone number is 608-256-2001. Hi, Christina.
Hello. Last Friday, Outreach Madison held a vigil for Next Benedict, the non-binary Oklahoma teen who was brutally beaten in their high school bathroom by three older girls. Next died the next day. Oklahomans have an open letter calling for Ryan Walters' immediate removal from the Office of State Superintendent of Public Instruction for fostering a culture of hate and violence against the Two-Spirit LGBTQIA+ community in Oklahoma schools. At the vigil, there were around 100 to 150 people in attendance. The community also brought food, coloring books, stickers, crafts, and more to show support and love for the LGBTQ+ youth of Madison and all around the United States. Messages of love, support, and strength were sent to outreach for the youth in the community. And now we will hear from some of the community members in attendance.
I think it's really important to be here because it's not fair for other people to kill theys just because they want to be a they. And I think it's very unfair that they killed them at the age of 16. That's a very young age to die.
I'm Gabriel Laredo. I work at Outreach as a transgender advocate. I guess what that means is I help the trans community in any way that they might need me, either that be legal or healthcare or housing advocacy or stuff like this. This vigil is for Next Benedict, who was a Two-Spirit Indigenous youth who was jumped in a bathroom and later died in a hospital. It's important because Next deserved to grow up. All of our youth deserve to grow up. They deserve long, long lives.
Well, I want to see other people like me in the trans community. And I think it's important for the trans people to get together and meet each other so they can feel safe around other trans people.
So my name is Tara Stangler, and I am the Harm Reduction Services Director at Outreach. We were getting emails at Outreach of, hey, do you know if anybody's organizing anything? I was getting messages from people like, hey, have you heard about anything in Madison? And so it was just really important to, like, hear that and take heed and say, okay, it seems like it's something that people really want, and there's not a lot of spoons left for a lot of folks. I was working with some other organizations in the area that work with queer youth, and I had kind of asked, like, what is it that they want? What is it that they need? And, you know, a lot of us, when we were waiting for that answer, were like, maybe it'll be like a specific craft, maybe it'll be like a specific food, maybe it'll be a song. And the most heart-shattering response I've probably will ever get in my life was that they wanted queer elders. They wanted to see people that were older and prove that, you know, people could age past where they're at now and they could live happy and full lives. I think that, like, as a whole, Madison could use more events like this, where it's, we're not marching, we're not you know, moving and grooving all the time. We're not all speaking, and sometimes it's just about talking to each other rather than talking at each other. And I think that, you know, today allowed for a lot of different emotions to happen. So, you know, you had spaces where people were crying. You had spaces where people were, like, painting kids' nails. And I'm a big fan of diversity of tactics when it comes to organizing, and I think that we undervalue events like this because, you know, we don't think enough about how do we take care of ourselves and our community. We're always thinking about how do we fight for it. And I think the thing that we forget in those moments is sometimes the best way to fight for your community is to love each other and, like, really do something about it. People are getting fed. People are getting resources. People are meeting people. I mean, as a gay person in Madison, I think I've seen every gay person I've ever met in Madison here tonight. It's been a really amazing event to have this kind of community because it's been a really long time since I felt something like this.
Yes, I'm Dina Nina Alder, Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford, for District 15 in Madison. It's so important that we come together as a community to heal and talk about it and feel our emotions and support each other after all of this stuff that is happening around this country. And it makes me sick to my stomach that legacy media hasn't been paying attention and covering these things, especially when the Oklahoma senator called a child who was just murdered in a bathroom for being different, calling us filth. Like, I'm angry, I'm shocked, and I shouldn't be. I should not be shocked. And to see so many people that are part of the community, part of the queer community, that are not part of the queer community but are here to support. Like, it's heartening, especially in the face of so much pain that we're facing.
My name is Mercury Stardust, and I'm the trans handy ma'am. I think for a lot of us who are of a certain age, a lot of us remember what it was like back in the 90s when Matthew Shepard was brutally killed. And I think for a lot of us, there is a through line for it. And I think that for a community like Madison, we don't have a lot of trans spaces that we can go to unite and be together. And as sad as it is, I think for a lot of us, it's showing us how much we need this and how much as a trans community we need to be united and stay together to be able to get through. I think that we forget that there's so many of us. I think that sometimes we get into our own community, we are just so hell-bent on surviving, we don't necessarily see all the support and love that we have around us. And to visually see the impact of so many people is overwhelming and quite uplifting. All we can do is just keep on working for each other and making sure we can bring mutual aid to those who need it. We're raising $4 million for trans healthcare for trans people by trans people through Point of Pride, the gender-affirming care access fund that we did last year as well. And today was the very first day of that launch, surprisingly correlating with all of this. So if you can help, please help. But just knowing that it's out there, hopefully that gives a lot of people hope.
And now I would like to take some time to read some of those messages that were sent in from the queer elders. You are loved, truly, madly, deeply. There is no one like you, and your uniqueness, your you-ness, is a gift to this world. Repeat after me. I throw caution to the wind. I inhale, and I embrace compassion and care. I call on my elders and my kings and queens and aunties and uncles for strength and wrap myself in their warmth and love. We have a right to feel light. No matter what you hear, if you are questioning, it's okay. I love you. Please love you. If you are in the closet, it's okay. I love you. Please love you. If you pick and choose who to trust with your authentic self, it's okay. I love you. Please love you. If you want to come out everywhere, it's okay. I love you. Please love you. If you want to just come out online, it's okay. I love you. Please love you. If you only come out to a couple of trusted people, it's okay. I love you. Please love you. If you only come out to yourself right now, it's okay. I love you. Please love you. If you are loud and proud, it's okay. I love you. Please love you. If you think one way is right and find it's a mistake and change your mind, it's okay. I love you. Please love you. If you are extremely into everything queer and surrounded by queer, it's okay. I love you. Please love you. If you are the only queer person in your immediate world right now, it's okay. I love you. Please love you. If you break the mold when it comes to the initial assignments you were given as a newborn, it's okay. I love you. Please love you. Over the course of your life, you are allowed to change. You are allowed to change. You are allowed to change your trajectory. You are allowed to change your mind about things. Oh, what a beautiful and courageous mind. You are allowed to be you, authentically you, the only you the world has ever known. I don't know you personally, but I think some things are likely. Over the course of your life, I'm pretty sure you will celebrate. You will celebrate others. You will support, and you will need support. Knowing you share its song, just as the whale did. A cry to the universe declaring, I am here, I matter, I am loved, and I am valid. I have power, I am worthy of this life. Swim on, now, in the ocean of creation's diversity. Illuminate it with your brilliant rainbow light, and let the songs of the whales and wolves replenish your spirit. As your light leads the world to walk forward, out of the divided darkness and united into the sun. My dears, you are precious and valued and seen and loved. You are our visionaries and our prophets, our artists, and the voices for our future. Even on the hardest day, you are what freedom looks like. Please, please know in this time and always that you are loved. And now I would like to send it back to our pledge wrappers.
hi-yo, 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 hi-yo,
hi-yo. All right, we have a pledge. Thank you so much, Anonymous. We appreciate your support. We appreciate your donation. So speaking of your donations, what does it help us with? We've got expenses that run about $850,000 a year, which sounds like a lot, but is tiny compared to what we would pay to have real live hosts on the air for 90% of our shows instead of volunteers. That would cost millions of dollars. So 80% of our income comes from you, our listener. So thank you for your support.
I don't think I've made $850,000 in my entire life.
I would agree.
Well, you're young.
So you must be wondering, where does our money go? Actually, the biggest chunk of our money goes to the salaries, like most nonprofits. We have 7 full-time staff members who train volunteers, work on equipment, and keep our financial accounts in order and raise money for the station.
And we would love it if 4 more of you or
actually, we need 12.
12 more of you, apparently, in the next 14 minutes are going to go to your phones and dial 608-256-2001 or, of course, pledge online, wrtfm.org, the big donate button. Donate.
Donate.
So please give us a call, 608-256-2001. We really do need you. 80 cents out of every dollar that we spend comes from you. And so we are counting on you, 608-256-2001.
And we have a guest waiting on the phone.
Yes,
we want to get to an interview with, but we do need a number of you to go to your phones and get us at least closer to our goal for the show. Otherwise, you know, the people in power get mad at us for not reaching our goal. So 608-256-2001 or WRTFM.
Melon Floyd, call her She Who Must Be Obeyed.
She Who Must Be Obeyed.
All right, and today we are joined with Luella Shapiro of the Madison Aerial Alliance talking about their upcoming show, Rage Becomes Us, on March 15th and 16th. Rage Becomes Us is a multidisciplinary evening of performances that will inspire you to take a deeper look at living in a patriarchal society. Hi, Luella. How are you today?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing great. Happy to be on the air.
Awesome. That's great. So can you just tell us a little bit more about Madison Aerial Alliance?
Yeah, Madison Aerial Alliance is a partnership between myself and Stephanie Richards. We both offer classes and produce shows at the Madison Circus Space, which is near East High School. Right off Winnebago Avenue. So Stephanie teaches youth and children, and I teach adults. And we kind of join together to offer services to all age groups in the circus arts community.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit more about Rage Becomes Us? What kind of performances will we be seeing?
Definitely. So Rage Becomes Us, I've been dreaming about this show for about 5 years. It was something that I had started putting together before the pandemic in 2020, and then it got put on hold for a variety of reasons. The title Rage Becomes Us was actually inspired by the book Rage Becomes Her by Soraya Chemali, which I don't know if any of you have read it, but it is amazing. It's a really beautiful and infuriating piece of work. And I have always been a mover. I majored in dance in college, and I've been doing circus arts for about 10 years. And so I started thinking to myself, what kind of like movement arts-based performance could I produce and share with people on this topic that I feel really very strongly about? So in this show, you're going to see aerial arts on a variety of different apparatuses. There's sling, silks, rope, double point trapeze, aerial frame. And then you're also going to see modern dance, contemporary dance. We're being joined by the Isthmus Dance Collective and Erica Pinnegas of Scratch Dance. You're going to see German wheel, which if you've never seen one of those, it's like someone bent a ladder into a circle and then they stand inside of it and do acrobatics while the wheel is moving around and across the stage. It's really impressive. And then outside of the movement arts world, there's also going to be several spoken word pieces, one by a young person who's joining us from Proud Theater Madison, and one that was written by a Circus Base member. And gosh, I mean, that's a pretty good overview of what you'll see at the show. I'm sure I missed a couple acts.
Can you tell us about what some of the acts will feature? Like, what are some of their themes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a really wide range. When I first started thinking about the show, I was like, okay, there are so many different aspects that could be looked at if you're examining kind of the patriarchy and how it affects all of us. And so we had a job ahead of us kind of narrowing it down to what we were going to address in the acts. But some of the main themes that you're going to see are like gender binary or gender roles, and how living in a society that wants to box people up into those gender roles can be harmful to people and how they fight back against that. There's going to be acts about kind of diet culture or beauty culture and what it feels like to grow up in a world that's so obsessed with the way that you look. There are also acts on pretty dark topics, including like rape and sexual assault, culture, and then some that are more kind of just generally about the double standards that we see across society when looking at like how men and women are treated in the workplace, or thinking about the wage gap or the burden of parenthood and how it tends to fall on women more than on men. So those are some of the themes that you will see in the acts at the show.
It also says that it's recommended for ages 13 and up, and flexible 11 to 12 with parental consent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And can you tell us, go ahead.
Yeah, I am a parent myself. I actually have a 13-year-old who's performing in the show with me, and an 11-year-old who will be in the audience, and an 8-year-old. When I was thinking about the show, I wanted parents to really come into it with the kind of the knowledge that their kids are going to be, if they're at the show, exposed to some topics that are really difficult for younger kids to talk about. So for those 11 and 12-year-olds who are going to be both in the show and in the audience, their parents have a really good understanding of what subject matter they're going to see at the show, especially the pieces that are more explicitly about rape. And there is also a great deal of, I don't want to call it inappropriate language, but I didn't censor any of the music that any of the performers are using.
Sounds good. Can you tell us when the shows start?
Yeah, we have three performances. There will be a 7 o'clock show on Friday, March 15th. So the doors for that open at 6:30. And then we're doing two performances on Saturday. The early show is at 4:30 and the later show is at 8 o'clock.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Luella, again with the Madison Aerial Alliance. And
yeah,
I want to.
Thank you for having me on.
Yes. Thank you so much. And now it looks like we're going to go quickly back to our pledge wrappers one last time.
Hey, we're back.
Yes, we are.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you, everyone, giving me commentary.
We're back, Madison.
Yeah, yes, we are. Thanks. Thank you, guys. And we're also back because we have a new pledger. Yay!
Woo-hoo!
Thank you so much, Sue.
The pledger is all mine.
I love clicking that button. Sue's favorite
show. That's a bell. That's a bell.
Bell.
Don't listen to her.
Bell. Yeah.
They don't
what
click, really.
What does Sue have to say?
Yeah.
Sue likes.
If your bell Sue's clicks, it's not a good bell.
I'm ignoring you. Sue's favorite shows are Her Turn, Her Infinite Variety, and Wednesday 8 o'clock Buzz.
Excellent choices.
Yes.
She says, Her Turn continues to provide information that we hear nowhere else.
Exactly. Aww. Right. Thanks, Sue.
Thank you, Sue.
Thanks, Sue. That only leaves us with 11 more to get in the next 4 minutes.
And thank you, Lois, Diane, and Sybil, for taking our calls. So if you want to call the number to reach out to donate, you'll get to talk to our lovely phone answers. So call 608-256-2001 or donate online.
And this is Sandy Janigold again. I was talking last week about why we were all talking about why we joined Her Turn, but I was thinking this week about why I've stayed so long. And the biggest reason is because
she can't escape.
Is because I love bringing news to you that you're not going to get anyplace else. When we first started out, of course, we didn't have the internet. Well, I didn't. And so we had to get different kinds of newspapers and magazines. A room of one's own donated a lot of materials to us to go digging for things. Now on the internet, of course, we have vast sources to bring you different things. But it's going to be news you're not going to hear anyplace else.
I remember digging through press releases on the fax machine.
Yes, exactly. And being able to...
Old people.
Oh, man.
Try... Noah Sprecht here, I swear. We're supposed to respect women, respect our elders.
Sorry, guys.
We have elders?
Give us a call at 608-256-2001. But I am very serious that you are the reason that we are putting on this show, that we bring this news, that we work so hard to find things that you're not going to hear anyplace else. And if you didn't have Her Turn or WORT, you'd be hard pressed to hear the things that you hear anyplace else.
And I just checked the intertubes and we're still waiting for that next person to pledge online at WRTFM.org.
11 more pledges, 608-256-2001 or WORTFM.org. And since Madison wants to talk so much, let's have her tell you.
Yay, I love speaking.
It's true.
I know. I'm glad you all noticed. So we currently need to replace just about everything in our building, including old windows. We need a new
old
roof.
Old people.
Yeah. Things that were here long before I was.
Which is everything.
Yeah, especially you guys. We need some gutters that need to be replaced. We have drain pipes that need to be replaced. We have a few leaks in our basement. The building might collapse in on us. Who knows? But...
Well, those leaks in our basement is where we get our news from.
That's a good one.
Upkeep is essential, and I'm not a homeowner, but I'm hoping that at least someone in our group is. Any homeowners?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I am.
Oh, wait, one. Yeah.
What's that like? Tell us.
Yeah, right now I think I'm okay with the budget on my home, but we definitely need your support to keep up with this old building, which is almost 80 years old. Yes. So please donate. Thank you so much for your support.
That's 608-256-2001 or donate online at wrtfm.org.
We're going to go back to Christina. Will you go to your phone, 608-256-2001?
Today's show was co-produced by Garima Gupta and Sandy Janigold. Our on-air engineer was Joanne Powers. Other contributors were me, Christina Kivlin, Eliza Howard, and Madison Delier. Now stay tuned for 2.5 hours of Women in Music, Arts, and Culture on Her Infinite Variety. And please continue to call in with your pledge and even going to WORTFM.org and click the donate button. And you can also call 608-256-2001. And thank you so much for your community support.
The Salon Piano Series presents pianist Sehee Jin on Sunday, March 10th at 4 p.m. at Farley's House of Pianos. Dr. Sehee Jin has been acclaimed for her keen musical intelligence and exquisite sensitivity. Dr. Jin currently serves as assistant professor of piano at Texas Tech University, teaching applied piano lessons, keyboard literature, and chamber music, and co-directing contemporary music ensemble. Her program includes pieces by Procaccini, Giordana, Harbison, and Franck. More information at salonpianoseries.org. The Salon Piano Series presents pianist Sehi Jin on Sunday, March 10th at 4 p.m. at Farley's House of Pianos, 6522 Seabold Road. Live music lives at WORT Madison.
She